Welcome back, everyone. Let me just start off by apologizing. I wasn't able to get a podcast out the past 2 weeks. I've been frustrated with some of the people I work with and not, you know, they're not treating their coworkers and partners in the correct way. I didn't want to make an emotionally standpointed podcast, and we need to deal with that stuff and resolve it as a team before I talk about it. But also, I've been busy trying to get continuing education done so I can renew my state EMT license this year. And also, just personal life has caught up with me. So once again, I do apologize for not getting a podcast out the last 2 weeks. But this week, we're going to talk about the NREMT. That subject is probably one that everyone has messaged me about, and I think it's about time I put a podcast out there for it. So I'm going to give you some tips and tricks that I used that I believed helped me pass it the first time. The NREMT is the National Registry of Emergency Medical Technicians. The NREMT is a SMART test, so the questions are all worth different points. If you get a question wrong on a specific subject, it'll keep giving you questions on that subject till you get the questions right. It ranges from 75 to 150 questions, and it's also a time test. Now, I get a lot of questions on Instagram from y'all about the NREMT, and I really enjoy helping you out, and it makes me happy when you message me back saying that you passed. I really couldn't be happier for you. So if you have any questions on the NREMT or anything really, just message me on Instagram at EMT_life_podcast. I will always answer and I will always do my best to give you the best answer and the most information that I can. Now, not every state requires you to pass the NREMT in order for you to be able to work. So some of y'all may never have to take it. But for those of you who have to take it, it's going to be the most stressful test you will ever take. And it's only stressful because you know in your mind that if you don't pass, you can't apply for jobs. But listen closely. Here is secret number one. It's actually not that hard. People think it's so hard because they freak themselves out. And if you're anything like me, I am the worst test taker in the history of taking tests. I am a hands-on learner, so any skill you teach me, I can pick it up pretty quickly, and then I can show you that I can do it. But if you put a piece of paper in front of me and start asking me questions with multiple answers, I mean, just take me out of the pan and put me into the fire because I'm done. It's not going to happen. Now, I remember during EMT school, you know, trying to make myself a better test taker, I took a test every day, like I said, just trying to make myself better. You know, I put so much time into doing that, that the instructor held me after class one day, and I will never forget what she told me. She said, "You are going to burn yourself out. You aren't stupid. Forget it's a test, and just do your skills like if it was in front of you, asking you to do them." You know, once we had that conversation, I became a much better test taker. It's all about your mental mindset going into a test. If you're always scared or anxious and you tell yourself that you aren't going to be a good test taker, well, then you just talked yourself into failing that test. But if you go in with the mindset that you know the knowledge, and you tell yourself, "Eh, whatever, it's just another test," you will do so much better than what you were doing before. Once I told myself that every test I took was just another test, class became so much easier and so much more enjoyable. Yes, school is going to be stressful, and that's not just for EMT school, but that's also any schooling you do, whether it's high school, college, medical school. I mean, just whatever it is, that's your future and you want to succeed because that's the career path you have chosen that you want to do for the rest of your life. So of course it's going to be stressful and difficult, but when you can finally relieve that stress and be happy about why you are there and you can enjoy it, everything becomes so much easier. So like I said, it's just another test. You have all the information, you know all the information, and you can pass it the first time. It's just another test. Now, that brings us into studying. We were going to keep this kind of centered around the NREMT, but this applies to all tests, any test that you're ever going to take. So I took the NREMT on a Friday. So Monday and Tuesday, I studied my weakest areas. Now, I'm going to attribute this to me being a guy, but my weakest areas were pediatrics and OB emergencies. So for those first 2 days, I did nothing but study those areas. I would study for an hour and a half, and then I would take at least a 45-minute break. Then I would study, you know, for another hour, take off another 45 minutes to relax. Your brain needs that time to recover and rest. It also gives you time to process that subject you were studying so you can help retain that information. Because if you continuously study and you study multiple subjects at a time, you are guaranteed to miss some very important information, and the information that you missed will end up on the test. Me personally, I call it spot studying. I mean, you might have a different word for it, but spot studying. So pick a topic, and for that hour, only study that topic. Set an alarm on your phone and stop once that alarm goes off. You know, then go outside, clear your mind, eat something, you know, or even take a nap. Your body and brain will thank you for that. And it's only going to help you retain that information, so when the question comes up on the test, you can remember it. Now, once Monday and Tuesday were up and Wednesday came around, I did no more studying. From Wednesday until I took the NREMT on Friday afternoon, I did not open a book, I did not take any practice tests, and I did not Google anything EMT related. I let my brain and my body rest so it could be fresh and focused for the test. You don't want to be studying in the car on the way to the test, because then your brain won't be focused on what the questions are truly asking. You could have a question about a trauma patient, but if you just studied something on CHF, let's say, now your brain wants to focus on the CHF because that information is fresh in your mind. Especially on test day, don't study. If you want to study the day before the test, make it brief. Do not stay up all night trying to cram in all the information you can. You want your body and your mind to be focused on what the questions are asking. And that moves into, don't make stories about the questions. I've gotten so many questions wrong because I made the questions say something that wasn't even remotely close to what it was asking. Read the question once, then look at your answers. There's always going to be one answer that is obviously wrong. Eliminate that one, then reread the question and eliminate the other. Don't overthink. Keep it simple. I said it before. You know the information. Your instructor has given it to you. So why would you try to make it more difficult on yourself? This is a huge one. If any question says, what is the first thing you do? And one of the answers is scene safe or BSI, then that's the answer. Go back to the basics. The NREMT wants the book answers. I know part of school is clinicals, and when you're doing clinicals, either in the hospital or on the ambulances, we do things so differently. But you kind of just have to pretend like you never saw any of that and go back to the basics. The tests are written from the books, so the test is looking for a book answer. Also, don't overthink your answer. If you read a question and there's one answer that obviously stands out to you and you think it's right, odds are that's probably the correct answer. Always go with your gut. If you pick an answer, then question yourself and change the answer, the first answer you chose was probably the correct one. So if there's ever an answer you see and you say to yourself, yep, that's the right one, choose it and move on. Don't go back to that question. Leave it as it is. The absolute worst thing you can do is second guess yourself. You know the information. You just need to be confident in yourself. That is the hardest thing for me when it comes to tests. I don't have as much confidence in myself when I take a test, and I also don't trust myself. That is something I need to get better at when I take tests. Just know you can do it, and you will be fine when you take any test. I mean, that is probably the best advice I can give to anyone that is going to take the NREMT. Don't change your answers. Take your time and trust yourself. Like I said, you have all the information and you are definitely smart enough to pass it. Just don't psych yourself out and you're going to do fine. If you have any more questions, ask me on Instagram at EMT_life_podcast and I will do my best to give you the best answer possible. And I will always try to be helpful. I would also like to hear from you when you pass the NREMT. I mean, like I said, it makes me very happy when somebody gets to finally start their career in the emergency medical field. I can't be happier for everyone who messages me saying that they passed. So I wish everyone a good day and God bless.